Dr. Pillai, please lead us into your final teaching module of quantum thinking from the third eye and how that enables us to perceive all possibilities.
Okay, I'm going to go to the third module, which is quantum thinking in the third eye, which is the pineal gland. And it is very critical for us to do something about 2023, because life seems to be so difficult and it doesn't look bright at all by rational standard, by looking at the stock market and the wars around the world. And everything is so, you know, depressing. As spiritual people, can change the world, can change yourself also, by understanding how powerful you are. And there is incredible power because God created man in his own image. And by speaking, you will manifest that what you want to manifest. And the speech is called the word. Oral Robert created the university with no money in hand. And he said, how are you going to build the university? He said, just as God created the world, I will create this Oral Robert University. How? Through the word. He was reading the Bible for 3 months. Kneel down. The pineal gland can change your space, your time, your concepts, and then make that real. If you put your thought in the third eye, it will accelerate the thought at a tremendous speed. And then you have to understand and how melatonin, DMT, and serotonin, they all can be studied scientifically, and then how they can aid you in breaking away from your negativity and your strong belief that nothing is going to change. You know, everything is changing every second, and that reality will become real only when you act from that little organ in the physical body called the pineal gland. But don't think that pineal gland is the third eye per se. It is a physical representation or physical manifestation of the third eye in the physical body. Third eye is in the subtle body. There are so many subtle bodies. Some people say 3, 4, 5. And some people say there are innumerable physical, you know, quantum bodies within our body. And the truth is, I think there are innumerable bodies. And as you begin to go into but the pineal gland gives you, because all that we know is about only your physical body. And then the chemicals there will aid you to, you know, change your experience of subtle levels of thoughts and experience too. You know, and experience is a chemical phenomenon. The chemicals are very important. And cortisol, for instance, you know, or dopamine. These chemicals are very important, and those it's important to know about them even through your own food habits and what you eat. You can do a lot of things, and the way you breathe, when the breath goes into the pineal gland, things will change very differently.